This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Matt Bloom. Jury deliberations have started in the trial for an Aurora police officer for his role in the death of Elijah McClain. CPR's Tony Gorman has more.
Officer Nathan Woodruff changed the situation, a state attorney said during closing arguments. Prosecutor Jason Slothauer says Woodruff could have de-escalated his encounter with McClain with a simple conversation.
There was no need for the defendant to work with his other officers, like Rosenblatt and Redima, to take Elijah down to the ground.
Defense attorneys argued that Woodruff's application of the carotid was proper and legal, and that it was other people who neglected to care for McClain. They say it was the injection of ketamine that killed him. I'm Tony Gorman, CPR News.
State investigators are looking into a fatal shooting earlier this week involving an Alamosa sheriff's deputy. Colorado's Bureau of Investigation says law enforcement responded to a report of a stolen vehicle in Alamosa. Authorities say when they arrived to investigate, the suspect confronted the deputy with a knife and a deputy shot and killed the suspect. The deputy is on paid administrative leave. Be careful if you're traveling eastbound on Interstate 70 near Idaho Springs in the morning. From November to February, the sun's angle can blind drivers as they drive up Floyd Hill. CDOT may occasionally close the highway, especially when glare reflects off of wet pavement. That section of I-70 is also under construction right now. This is CPR News and KRCC. It's 8:06.